Soundings Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Christmas Wishes, written by Katie Flynn, read by Anne Dover. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings, Whitley Bay, NE26 2JT. Chapter 1. October 1945. When Miss Jensen came into her classroom, the Lawrence twins were fighting. Miss Jensen sighed, walked across to the desk, and rapped sharply on it. The twins immediately broke apart, but whereas Joy beamed at the teacher, Gillian, though she also smiled, broke into speech.
"It weren't my fault, Miss Jensen," she said defensively. "Joy said she were going to sit next to Annie when we get aboard the Liverpool train the day after tomorrow, and I want to sit next to her. She's as much my pal as she is Joy's, and I'm the eldest, so it should be up to me. Ain't that so, miss?"
Miss Jensen sighed and rubbed the back of her neck. She suffered from occasional severe headaches and could feel one coming on, and her back twinged when she had to keep jumping to her feet. But she never let the children know. What good would it have done?
"Behave yourselves and stop squabbling," she said crossly.
The twins were identical, but the fact that Gillian had come into the world 20 minutes before her sister must be known to everyone, both in the school and in the small village to which the girls had been evacuated several years earlier. Most of the children had already gone home, but the families of the ones remaining had elected to leave them with their foster parents until the school half-term, owing to a shortage of accommodation, or, sadly, the death of one or both parents in the bombing. The twins' mother had been such a casualty, but their father had said he could cope once he'd made arrangements with his relatives and employers.
"Sit down, both of you!
No, not in a double desk. You'll only start squabbling again. Gillian, you share with Avril, and as I've told you 100 times, we all know you're the elder, and we don't care a bit."
"Oh, but miss," the elder twin began, only to be promptly squashed. "Don't be ridiculous, Gillian. As I've just said, age doesn't come into it," the teacher said sharply. "And isn't this a little early to start claiming your place on the train? Remember, even though the war's over, many things, including rail travel, have not yet returned to normal. The journey back home may mean several changes and many delays, so you could take turns sitting next to Annie if you feel it's so important."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?